Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Advent Health Lady Track Shack 5K takes place on February 1st at Lock Haven Park. And here to tell us all about it is Sarah Brown from Track Shack. Sarah, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you bringing us here to talk about this 5K. It's fantastic. Women's only 5K.
All right, let's talk about that. Now, why? It has to do with the beneficiary. Why is it a women's only 5K?
Well, this event is an Orlando tradition. It started back in 1977, and Advent Health has come on as a main sponsor. And with that, we are able to name Advent Health's Breast Cancer Care Fund as the beneficiary, which kind of lends to the whole reason of it being an all-women's race. The proceeds that come from the event go to local women that may not have the means, the money, insurance, that type of thing, to pay for diagnostic testings, to pay for mammograms. So all of the proceeds go to this charity, which is the Advent Health Breast Cancer Care Fund.
And that's important because breast cancer is one of those things that the sooner you detect it, the better off you are, right?
That's exactly right. And that's probably the main point, is that early detection is the key. I noticed last year, I talked to a lot of women at the 5K, and the reason that they are there is because they feel so strongly about the cause, that they know someone, or maybe they got their mammogram and they found something and they felt that they needed to be out there to support other women that may be going through something similar.
Yeah, and it's a twofold thing. Well, first of all, the mammograms aren't like they were. You can do it during your lunch break.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I probably need to go do one of those things.
The thing about, and I've had women on the program talking about, you know, breast cancer. They talk about the dealing with it, if you have to go through all that. It's the stigma of it for them, you know.
I know more about maybe some stats and the race itself in terms of, you know, 1 out of 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So what happens at the Advent Health Lady Track Shack 5K is that you get 2,500 women coming to one location, and you look around and you look in these women's eyes and you don't know what they're going through. You don't know if they're in treatment now, or you don't know if maybe they lost their best friend, or maybe their mom is dealing with that. So when you look around and you see 2,500 women there, and everybody has their own reason for showing up that morning, you're overwhelmed with emotion. And for the most part, it's true happiness, because you see hope. You see people getting off the couch and advocating for their own health. It's a fantastic, like I said, estrogen is flying high in the most positive way.
Well, I talked about the stigma because a lot of the women I talk to, you know, they sometimes feel very alone in this. And when you have, like you said, all those women in one place and the positiveness of it, that really helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because a 5K is 3.1 miles. Mm-hmm. And so whether you're a person that wants to, you know, run as fast as they can or walk at a leisurely pace, there's always someone right next to you when you're talking about that many women. And what we found is that women talk to each other throughout the experience. When you get there and you're picking up your race number or your shirt, women are leaning on each other. They're enjoying each other's presence. You know, I think for the most part, a lot of women may not take that time for self-care. It's a big word these days. And so when you make the decision to sign up for a race and spend a little money, you're making a decision to do something for yourself. And so all of those women are really, really happy to be there.
And the women that are underinsured or not insured, and they don't think they have an avenue to get a mammogram or a diagnosis, this is really huge for them.
Oh, yeah. The Advent Health Breast Cancer Care Fund. I believe there's a stat like 9,000 local women have been able to utilize the funds from this charity. And so you think about how many women have, they've been saved through the early detection.
And it's awareness, you know, because I know it's breast cancer sometimes becomes one of those words that you hear to get breast cancer. Yeah. But
it's all too common.
Exactly. Unless you go through it or know somebody that goes through it.
Which we almost all do.
Right. And, but like you said before, it's one of those ones that if you catch it early, you're in good shape.
Yeah, you are.
So let's talk about the actual event because Lock Haven Park is really nice to walk around.
It's kind of the heart of our arts district. Shakespeare Theater's there, Orlando Museum of Art, Orlando Science Center. It's in that green space right there on Mills Avenue in Princeton.
Right, it's really beautiful. All right, so the race or the walk or the run, whatever you're going to do, it starts at what, 7:30?
7:30 on February 1st.
So how do we register? How do we get involved?
You can register. It's so easy. Trackshack.com and just click on the Lady Track Shack image.
Can you register day of?
You can. You know, it's always good to register in advance. We often do have events that sell out. So you ensure your registration if you can do it a few days early. Most people like to register early because then they're committed to doing something on that day.
Now, every participant that does it, you get a nice shirt.
Yeah, there's some good swag.
Yeah, but there's an interesting other swag. You get a plant. Talk about the significance of that.
Yeah, the plant is a tradition. One of the owners of Track Shack, Betsy Hughes, she brought that on a long time ago. And so it's been important to keep the plant as a gift of the event. And when you think about what a plant is, you know, you put it in the ground and you treat it nicely, right? You water it and you take care of it and it grows, you know, just like we all need our nourishment and we need to take care of ourselves. The plant will be there, and it'll be a wonderful memory for you of that nice day in February.
Yeah, because these events, you get T-shirts, and in this particular one, you get a finisher's medal as well.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But it's always the plant that caught me, because it's like, it has so many meanings.
It does.
Yeah, it's life.
It is.
All right, so we go to trackshack.com, and we sign up. It's not a timed race, is it?
Oh, it is.
Okay, there's a distinction. I know, but, oh, no, I don't want to get involved, because it's a thing, but talk about that.
Well, it's a benefit. You know, Track Shack puts on quite a few races around town, and when an event is timed, all that really means is that you're going to get a timing device in your race number. And after the event, you can go to the website and you can see what your time was. Whether that's fast or that's not fast, it's just something to go and look at. And maybe next year you decide you want to do it and you may have a goal of beating your time. Or maybe you know somebody that's kind of in your age group and you kind of want to go about their speed. So it's kind of fun to be able to go to trackshack.com, look at the results and see what people are doing. You can do that now for previous years. You can look at what time people finished.
Yeah, it's cool. I've done one of those where it was attached to the shoe.
And, that was back in the day, man.
Uh-oh. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Has it gotten more sophisticated?
It is a little. Now you don't have to have that secondary item. You get your race number, you pin it on, and there's just a little sticky on the back of your race number that reads your time for
All
the
right.
computers.
That shows you how long it's been since I participated.
We need to get you out there, Michael.
Exactly. All right.
Not this one, though.
Why?
Because you're not a woman.
Well, I can stand on a sideline.
You could.
Cheer.
And you know what? You could register virtually.
Aha. Let's talk about that. Because all the men go, well, I want to help.
Yeah, there are men that do want to participate in this event and they want to support the cause. And the virtual option is perfect for them. It's perfect for people that just are busy on February 1st. It's great for people that may just be out of this area. You know, maybe the drive to Central Florida is not an option. So you can register virtually. You'll get the race number, and then you'll get your medal too. Mm. So it's a awesome way to be a part of the event without actually having to show up and wake up early.
And speaking of race participants, if you have kids, you've got something for them.
Yeah, we do have a little something for the kids that come out. There is a free kids run. It's right after the 5K. The 5K starts at 7:30. And then the kids run is at 8:45. So it's very low key. You register, you get a free shirt for the kitty, and they're going to take a run right around in the green space. Very safe.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a blast. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the week of Lady Track Shack, if that's okay with you.
Hey, listen, this is your show.
Okay,
I'm just pushing buttons.
All right, let me go. Lady Track Shack Week, as we call it, is the week leading up to the Advent Health Lady Track Shack 5K. So the 5K is on February 1st, but if you wanted to just kind of do some other things, you can check out our website. We have self-defense class. We also have yoga. We also have a bra fitting night. So if any of those things appeal to you, then you can come out. They're all at Track Shack. And they're listed on our website, trackshack.com, and you just click on events. And so it's a little something to get the women out, maybe give them a little something else in addition to the 5K.
Let me ask a question about the 5K, because it just occurred to me. Will there be some professionals that say you wanted to talk about breast cancer and that could give you some professional advice? Not diagnosis right there, obviously.
Right.
You know, like a doctor or something?
Yeah, the event is sponsored by Advent Health, and they're a fantastic partner. They come out and support the event. They'll have some tents set up. So if you do need any counseling care or any type of thing, you can talk with them there and they can connect you to anyone that can help you.
See, so even if you don't want to do the walk and or run,
you can come out,
go to one of the tents if you have questions and maybe you're, you know, quote, asking for a friend.
Oh yeah.
You know,
anybody is welcome to come to the event. If you're willing to wake up at, you know, 7:30 in the morning and come hang out with us, we welcome you.
That's the key, getting up in the morning. But it's for a good cause. It's the Advent Health Lady Track Shack 5K. It takes place on February 1st, which is a Saturday. So there you go. At Lock Haven Park, another plus, because that's beautiful over there. It is at 7:30 in the morning. You probably want to get there around 7, get all situated.
Maybe
stretch
a little even earlier.
Even earlier? Yeah. Okay. Every participant gets a T-shirt, a plant, a finisher's medal. There's something for the kids to do, a whole different separate race for them. But the most important part is all the benefits go to the Advent Health Breast Cancer Care Fund, the great work they do for people in need. Remember, early detection is where it's at for breast cancer.
That's right. I would just say that the motto or the theme of the event is Fund a Mammo. And it's that simple. It's three little words, but funding mammos, fund a mammo is what the event is all about. There's women that fundraise. They create fundraising pages and they are asking their friends to donate for the cause. It's not just the event itself giving money. It is many women in the community coming together to raise money for this cause.
So check it out. The Advent Health Lady Track Shack 5K on February 1st at Lock Haven Park. For more information, go to trackshack.com. And you can find everything you need to know about that event and about Track Shack. Well, Sarah Brown, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.